translation. In a valley of Trikuta mountain, there was a garden called Vidumat. This garden belonged to the great devotee Varuna and was a sporting place for the damsels of the demigods. Flowers and fruits grew there in all seasons. Among them were mandaras, parijatas, patalas, ashokas, champakas, jutas, pialas, panasas, mangoes, amratakas, karamukas, coconut trees, date trees, and pomegranates. There were madukas, palm trees, tamalas, asanas, arijunas, aristas, udumbaras, plakas, banyan trees, gemshukas, and sandalwood trees. There were also bichumardas, kobidaras, saralas, suradharus, grapes, sugarcane, bananas, jambu, padaris, akasas, avias, and amalakis. The interesting flowers and fruits, but most of them actually we don't know what they are. In that garden, there was a very large lake filled with shining golden lotus flowers, and the flowers known as Kumunda, Kalara, Utpala, and Satapatra, which added excellent beauty to the mountain. Do you remember this mountain's name? Trikuta. And the lake's name? Vidumat, yeah. At least we remember Trikuta mountain and Vidumat lake. So this is a description of the mountain, and in that mountain there is a lake, so a description of that lake. There were also Bilva, Kapita, Jambira, Balataka trees, intoxicated bumblebees drank honey and hummed with chirping of the birds, whose songs were very melodious. Lake was crowded with swans, karandavas, chakravakas, cranes, and flocks of water chickens, dhyatushas, koyastis, and other murmuring birds. Because of the agitating movements of the fish and tortoise, the water was decorated with pollen that had fallen from the lotus flowers. The lake was surrounded by kadamba flowers, vetasa flowers, nalas, nipas, vanjulakas, kundas, kurubakas, ashokas, shirishas, kutajas, indutas, kubijakas, svarna yutis, nagas, punagas, jatis, malikas, chatapatras, chalakas, and madavi latas. The banks were also abundantly adorned with the varieties of trees that yield flowers and fruits in all seasons. Thus the entire mountain stood gloriously decorated. Purport. Translation and purport, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jaya. Judging from the exhaustive descriptions of the lakes and rivers on the Trikuta mountain, on earth there is no comparison to their super excellence. On other planets, however, there are many such wonders. For instance, we understand that there are 2 million different types of trees, and not all of them are exhibited on earth. Srimad Bhagavatam presents the total knowledge of the affairs of the universe. It not only describes this universe, but also takes into account the spiritual world beyond the universe. No one can challenge the Srimad Bhagavatam's descriptions of material and spiritual worlds. The attempts to go from the earth to the moon have failed, but the people of the earth can understand what exists on other planets. There is no need of imagination. One may take actual knowledge from Srimad Bhagavatam and be satisfied. Om Agyana Timyandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Umiltam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Nama Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Abheta Gadadara Shivasari Gora Bhakta Vinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Thank you all for coming to Srimad Bhagavatam class. Before I speak anything, I'd like to seek blessings from all the devotees and then Prabhupada disciples. Pancha kalpa terubhyascha kripa sindhubhyeva cha patitanam bhavanevyo vaishnavyo namo nama. Quite extraordinary words. When I read this verse, one thing came to my mind. It happened many years ago, 9/11. When you think about 9/11, what kind of things come to your mind? Anyone can share? Destruction. Is that destruction? And somewhere else? Yes. Sorry. Death, destruction, and sadness. Anger. I thought entirely differently. I thought Bhagavata 9/11. Bhagavata 9 chapter text 11. In 9/11, Krishna says, Avajananti mam muda. Muda, foolish people, Avajananti, they laughed at me. Manushim tanum ashritam. Because I look like a human being. And then it says further, parambhavam ajananto. Because they don't know parambhavam, supreme nature of me. That's why abhajananti, they laughed at me. They derided. And then mamabhuta maheshwaram. Maheshwaram, maheshwaram, controller of everything, controller of the whole universe. Interestingly enough, in Oriental country, Far East country, there is a book called The Taoism. In that book, it says that people of high class, when they hear the highest truth, first of all, they believe in and try to practice. People of middle class, when they hear the highest truth, their tendency is that, first of all, they doubt, and sometimes they believe, sometimes they ignore it. But people of lower class, when they hear highest knowledge, highest truth, they laugh at it. So, if any highest truth is not laughed at by foolish people, actually is not deserved to be highest truth. Does it make sense? Anyway, it says it like that. So, when I read this verse, a description of Trikuta Mountain, the height of Trikuta Mountain is 80,000 miles. If you take flight from Heathrow Airport, you go for 12 hours to the Far East, that you will end in South Korea. So, that distance, you know how, anyone knows the how far it is? The distance? It's 5,000 miles. 5,000 miles. Yeah, 5,000 miles. So the reason I know is they give what they call the voucher according to their miles. Yes? If you reach a certain mileage, they give you free ticket. So each time when I fly, I look at how many miles I traveled. That's why I know. It's roughly 5,000 miles. So, but this mountain, the height of mountain is 80,000 miles beyond our range of thinking. Kind of, we are like a kind of a frog in the well. You know, how come the mountain becomes, you know, the height becomes 80,000 miles? You know, reach to the top, I don't know, by the flight. For 5,000 miles, we have to fly 12 hours, so you can multiply. So this type of mountain, we are, one sense, getting glimpse of the what's happening in this mountain, the details of this mountain. There is a lake we discussed, and then there is the flowers, animals, and so many things. So first, we have to understand that is this just a mythology, or is this just a story? Or kind of when we were young, we hear the moral story of Aesop. Is that kind of is moral story or Aesop story? What kind of this? Unless until we have clarified that this story, whether this is true or not, or this story, what does it mean to us? We believe in what's written in history, but whatever written in Srimad Bhagavatam, people outside, they see as mythology, but we have to see as history. It is true, and then it is described by Vedavyas to awaken us. Think about it. Just 100 years back, you travel by time machine. If you meet some villagers and you describe about mobile phone, what can they think of it? They may not believe it at all. In the same way, let's get on the time machine and then we go fly from here to 1,000 years later. Let us talk about Srila Prabhupada. Now we have Prabhupada disciple and we saw Prabhupada in the video and everything. But 1,000 years later, if you speak to any people, and there was an Indian man, and then when he was nearly 17 years old, he left India, and then with 40 rupees, and then he established 108 temples. It may sound mythology. It may not be true. They may think in that way. So if you stretch our thinking in this way, then whatever described here, although we don't have any experience of it, but actually it is a reality and fact. So in this way, according to your mood, according to your guna, you perceive entirely differently. That's why it is very important what we are tuning into. We open Damodar Lila candles every single morning. So people are in goodness. They see as it is something spiritual. And for the devotee, there is a chance for developing devotion. But some people in the mode of passion, the same spiritual activity while opening the candle, or make my business successful. Or this year makes me married, or give me a husband, give me a wife. But if you are in ignorance, they laugh at it. What are these things? You know, the Supreme God is bound by rope. So it will be laughing matter. This is very important, what we are tuning into. In one sense, life is all about tuning. I'll give one story in Japan. A few weeks ago in America, there kind of a big disaster because of hurricane. Many years ago, the same thing happened in Japan also. So one farmer, he grows the apple in the apple tree. You know? So when the hurricane came, and then all the apple fell down. So 9% of the apple is fallen and it's damaged. We can't sell anything. And only 10% of the apple survived. So then the Indian news spread, and then there is an interview, and the farmers are crying, and then all those things, and then the whole country was sad. And then one particular farmer, he was tuned into not fallen apples, but the apple which he has now. So that he had an interesting idea. Wow, this apple survived through the hurricane. So, let me convince people that this apple survived. And then he took this apple to the students. 자, 실시 라다고 꾸난다 끼잔 시대라 마락스마하노만 끼잔 실시 고란테 끼잔. The education system in Japan and in UK is a bit different. So, in order to understand this story, you have to I have to give you a bit more details. Here, they go to GCSE and then they do A level, also like that. But there, they do whole education system from primary to high school. At the end of the high school, there is an exam. So this exam determines where you go to university. So this final exam, the most important exam. So no matter how good you are in school, if you fail this exam, then you won't get much chance to go to university. So this farmer took this apple to the different high school. That now you are about to take the final exam. Think about this apple. This apple survived through hurricane. So this apple, nothing but brings you luck. So if you buy this apple, and then wish for your luck. So you may go through tough time, you may be in tough time, but looking at this apple, trying to survive the final exam. So that the apple, for example, let's say one apple costs £1. So he charged that apple for £10. Why? Because it's a lucky apple. So in this way, somehow he covered the cost. So life is like that. Here also Gajendra Moksha. Gajendra also the same thing. Sometimes it's very flowery, it goes nicely, but disaster can happen, something we don't expect did happen. But at the time of that moment, what we think is very, very important. That's why we say whatever happens, for the devotee is Krishna's mercy. Sometimes we see that. One time, proper morning work. In order to have this type of faith, then basically you have faith in Shastra. Here also it is described there are 2 million types of trees. But we know that we have altogether 8,400,000 species. So one time in the morning walk, this topic came up. So one Prabhupada disciple asked, Prabhupada, actually in the academic world, in reality, they found out only 200 species of life on the planet. So what do you think about it? Prabhupada said, no, 8 million. But Prabhupada, it says that 2 million species. Prabhupada, no, 8 million. And then the Prabhupada disciple said, one more time, actually, but 2 million. Prabhupada said, no, 8 million. And then he gave us kind of a stern face. So when I heard that lecture, kind of it gave me an idea that how strongly Prabhupada had a faith what is said in Srimad Bhagavatam. We need to develop this type of firm faith. And then whatever is spoken in here, it'll make a certain sense to us. So in this way, Prabhupada tuned into this Srimad Bhagavatam and then highest knowledge. And so we ourselves also trying to tune into this higher knowledge and higher taste. Some things will not make any sense, but still we have to have faith. Why? Because even if it doesn't make sense, but our ignorance, we don't understand. That doesn't mean that the Shastra is wrong. I'll give you one example. We take prasadam every single day. There are three types of form of food, or three kind of nature of the food. According to Shastra, the food, the solid food we take, the gross form of food, it turns into stool. And the subtle form, it turns into flesh. But the essence of that food is turned into mind. That's why cook's consciousness is very important. And then, interestingly, the drink, what we drink, the gross form of drink turn into urine. And the subtle form of that drink turn into prana. And the essence of that, whatever we drink, it turning into gross form turn into urine, and subtle form turn into blood. And then the essence of the drink, it turns into the prana. Nowadays, you can see a lot of vegetarians. And then there is research through the school and then through different sorts of method. They found out that food affects consciousness, food affects mind. Yes? This is well proven now. But they have not proved yet that drinks turn into prana ultimately. And then, third thing, here it comes. You may not agree, but Shastra says, every food has heat. It's called tejas, certain temperature. So this heat, gross form of heat, turning into the bone. And the subtle form of this heat turning into bone marrow. And then essence of that heat turning into words, our speech. It is interesting that nowadays everything is either freezed or frozen. Prabhupada said frozen means rotten. Anything frozen, don't use it, apart from peas. From peas is allowed. So, when Prabhupada said, we just follow, we don't know the details of it. Now we have a little glimpse of the why Prabhupada comes banned or prohibited using the frozen stuff. And then, you know, sometimes when you drive, a lot of people I think drive, you make a bit of a mistake, but still, you know, so especially myself, in Korea, we drive the other side of the road. So sometimes I get confused. And if I make a slight mistake, the other party either beeping or shouting at me. And the very harsh word coming out. And you know why the harsh word coming out? Because they're eating frozen food. So in this way, there is a subtle aspect to it. So let me tell you, if you have a peaceful mind, you have to respect prasadam, and also you have to respect the kitchen also. You know, now the kitchen is this place. Everybody can walk in. Yeah? So you have to remember, as soon as you just walk in, actually you are disturbing meditation of the cook. You may be so many reasons to go and enter in the kitchen. Actually, you by the entering the kitchen, you are jeopardizing the meditation, the kind of a fine process of cooking. Sometimes devotees complain about prasadam, but they don't see themselves that what they can help to have a nice prasadam. I'm sure some of you are transferring prasadam also. When you come to the kitchen, first of all, what do you need to do? Yes, wash your hands. But I can't see that. People just coming, Prabhu, this program, that program, I need to, rather than washing the food, they jump into the buckets or spoons or like that. As soon as you enter the kitchen, you have to wash your hands and put the apron on, something like that. Put the cover on, if you, So I'm taking this opportunity for increase our kitchen service. I think this is my duty, I think. So, Let's move on. So I hope you respect the kitchen, and I hope you respect cooks also. Because when cook's mind is peaceful, and your mind will be peaceful, yes? ultimately, Krishna, whether we believe in or not, Krishna has nothing to do with this. Natasya karya karanam cha vidyate. Krishna doesn't care whether you believe in or not. Nowadays, they're called culture bringer. Like Facebook, it brought a new culture. Apple mobile phone, you know, it brought a new culture. It says the culture bringer. It kind of outside the world, it's called Mark Zuckerberg, he almost worshipped. Steve Jobs, the same thing. But in Krishna eyes, it doesn't affect him at all. It doesn't matter whether they're bringing these things or not. That's why Bhagavad Gita starts with four questions in the first verse. Dharma Kshetra Guru Kshetra. What's happening is Dharma Kshetra, Dharma. What is Dharma? Dharma means what to do or what not to do. Or what is justice? And then Kurukshetra, what's happening in the Kurukshetra? Kurukshetra means the place of battlefield. Life is a constant battle. Whether you are taking devotional service or work outside or whether you are family or not, just a battle. If you are single, because of single, you have a certain battle. If you are family, because you have family, you have a certain battle. If you have a job, because of job, you have a certain battle. If you don't have a job, because you don't have a job, you have a certain battle. Life is just a battle. What to do with this battle? This Arjuna, Dhritarashtra question. Dharma Kshetra, what is Dharma? What to do with this battle? And the Mamaka Pandavachayva, what's happening with my own people, my own children? And then what's happening with Pandavas, others? We have constant doubt. And Krishna explained the details of what to do. That's why Bhagavad Gita is the ABCD of spiritual life. Bhagavad Gita teaches what to do and what not to do. Krishna describes what Krishna can describe very little about himself. About Krishna, Krishna Bhagavan explained. And then after all this explanation, Krishna says, 18th chapter, Yate chasi tata guru, yata ichasi, whatever you like, as you like you do, Yate chasi tata guru, do as you like. But, salva guya tamam buya, but I'm going to speak Guya Tamam, the highest secret. Salva Guya Tamam Buya. That what is the highest secret? Because the next word it says Mammara Bhav Matbhakto Matyaji Nam Namaskuru. Trying to worship me, try to pick my devotee, try to think about me. Mammara Bhav Matbhakto Matyaji Nam Namaskuru. Mam Eva Shashi Satamte. If you do that, Evaishasi, you will come to me. And then, prati jane puriyoshime, I personally promise. It's up to you whether you believe this in or not. It's all entirely up to you. If you take this part or that part, entirely up to you. Krishna never forces anybody. But if you believe in me, if you become my devotee, then I personally take care of you. Prati jane puriyoshime, I promise. So in this way, we are entering wonderful story of Gajendra Moksha. Some of the descriptions is beyond our range of thinking, but it is fact, it is a history. And then if you take advantage of it, ultimately we make ourselves better. So I hope you all enjoy this Srimad Bhagavatam class, and then Srimad Bhagavatam stories, and also think about this food, what you eat, what you drink, especially think about your temperature of food. So we do temperature control in the kitchen all the time. There is reason for it. Actually, whatever happens in the kitchen, you know, sometimes the inspector comes, you should do this, you should do that. Actually, it's all written in Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita. If you follow Bhagavad Gita standard, then No inspector can say anything. It's such amazing cleanliness of the altar. If you imply that, then it's no problem. So, I hope you enjoy Prasadam breakfast. It's ready for you. Before I close, is there any question and comment, please?